Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Crazy news. And I'm sitting outside getting some air. It's a beautiful sunny day in Southern California. Sorry if it's cold where you are, if it's warming up and thawing out and starting to get all squishy from the snow melting away. I'm not going to apologize. It's expensive to live here. And the reason it is because it's beautiful. And today was an absolutely stunning day. So then I look at my phone and I see Tiger Woods involved in a one-car accident, and a gentleman named Stephen Gregory tweeted it. And then I look at Stephen Gregory, and he's a correspondent for iHeartRadio AM 640, which is one of our AM talk stations on our iHeart cluster here in Southern California. And so I sent it to a couple of friends, and they were like, Steve's legit, it's real. And then, of course, 10, 15 minutes later, people started coming out with more information. We'll get to Stephen in a second. He'll join us. 888 Farmers to switch. And you can save an average of $470 on auto insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? That's the average nationwide annual savings. Survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
So Tiger Woods involved in a crash. Let's get to all of what we know as of this moment. Stephen Gregory joins us again. Correspondent iHeartRadio. First, like, was it police scanner? How did you find out about it?
Well, first of all, Doug, I'm glad to know that your friend said that I was legit.
Well, it's people who work with, for the same people we work with. And I was like, do you guys know Stephen Gregory? Yeah, he's legit. Well, just because you don't want to like retweet a fake tweet, right?
And you're
like,
Oh God, no. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've broken many stories in my career, and there's always that butt pucker moment where you just sit there and go, God, I really hope my sources are right. I really do, but they're all reliable. So, but to answer your question, Doug, it was sources within the LA County Sheriff's Department, which I've worked with for many years. And I got a heads up just after 11 o'clock this morning. The accident happened about 7:14 this morning. So everyone knew there was a crash in Palos Verdes, which is a very ritzy part of Southern California. And so even helicopters from TV stations were showing footage of this bad crash this morning, but no one knew who the occupant was. And then I got the call just after 11, and all I got was, we had to rescue, and then they gave Tiger's legal name to me. And I'm like, who? Because I didn't know the legal name off the top of my head. And then when I realized who he was talking about, and then he gave me some details, and I'm like, got it. Okay. So then that's when it kind of started from there, and that's when I sent the tweet.
Okay, so it was 7:15 in the morning. Okay, so there's a bunch to it. So because early on there was the, well, he was playing golf with Dwayne Wade because there was social media stuff, but that was actually yesterday. Also David Spade yesterday. So it's early in the morning when some of the details were given. We hear one car crash. I'm watching on TV and educating myself. Apparently you can pick up some speed. Was it at a turn, a bend?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bend, Duncan. So what happens is he was headed north down Hawthorne Boulevard, which is a pretty major thoroughfare through there. And just in that slight bend there, there's an embankment. And it looks like, according to deputies on the scene, it looks like he lost control of the vehicle. And so much so that he hit at least a tree. The vehicle flipped when it hit the curb, and then it kind of rolled upwards up that embankment. And I'm not sure how many times it rolled. But then there's the debris field. Now, it doesn't appear that there's any visible skid marks, which usually indicates high speed. And we don't know if it was distracted driving or what, but they do say that my sources there on the scene said that there was no initial indication of alcohol, no smell of alcohol or anything like that. There will be, of course, a full investigation with a tox screen, so we should learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I'm like, look, we don't want to speculate, but because he's had some alcohol stuff, but also some pain pill stuff in the past. And he had an appearance at Riviera at the Genesis Invitational this past weekend where he looked a little bit out of it. You know, like, I actually think it's reasonable speculation considering his past, right? Like, I understand that it's not your job to speculate, nor necessarily ours, but I think this is reasonable to wonder, dude, how does a dude have this sort of accident at 7:15 in the morning?
Sure. And, you know, you can speculate a bunch of different theories, but all I know is that something caused a distraction and he was traveling at what would appear at a very high rate of speed. And those two factors together don't ever end well, especially when you're in a kind of a hilly area with curves and bends and things like that. So, but he's extremely lucky to have just suffered the leg injuries. And, you know, using the jaws of life usually indicates that the vehicle's mangled. The wreckage is so mangled and he's pushed in there like a sardine. So it's, so there was some serious speed involved.
How bad was when you talk to your sources? We know he's in surgery, but again, that's very, very vague, right? Can be for a laceration, can be for multiple breaks. You know, it could be a myriad of things. How bad did they seem to think it was?
It was characterized to me by someone there that it was possibly a broken leg, is what was explained. But then when his manager came out and said multiple leg injuries, that could be multiple fractures as well. But I was told that they initially were rushing into the hospital because of what they thought was a broken leg.
Fascinating stuff, right? Like it's you of all the stories you've broken, like this is just a car accident that had happened hours before that you got a tip on. And now it becomes like the biggest story right now going, part of it because it's Tiger and part of it because there's nothing else going on.
Well, what we would typically cover is that there was a crash in a residential neighborhood with a vehicle at a high rate of speed and a bunch of fire crews had to be on scene and whatnot. And we would make it what we call in the business a small reader, where the anchor would just do one or two lines, move on to the next story. But then when you get a call from a source that, you know, throws down the name at you and you're like, ah, okay, well, then that, you know, that escalates our coverage a little bit more. So, and, you know, this the reality of living in this part of the country, as you well know.
Yeah, completely. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. Great work. I'm sure you have a bunch of these to do, and you have the rest of your day job to do it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Doug, thank you. Call anytime.
All right, that's Stephen Gregory, correspondent, iHeartRadio, AM 640. All right, go ahead, Dan Byer.
Yeah, no, something that Stephen just said at the end there, which I think is so intriguing, is, Doug, there's breaking news and there are high profile names, and obviously Southern California, you know, a home to many high profile people. But the way that news is covered in this city, I think it's different than it is throughout, you know, any place in the United States when it comes to, you know, the use of helicopters, breaking news, you know, car crash, that sort of stuff. I mean, it is nonstop, and I know it's in our backyard here in Southern California, but every local station here in LA is on this story. And it's really truly amazing to see how it's being covered, and obviously other cable networks and sports networks are covering it as well. But here it's just such a unique story. You turn to every single local affiliate; they're out there. The helicopters are out there, and it has been nonstop since this news broke about an hour and a half ago.
Where were you when he had the first car accident?
I was home. I remember I was living in Santa Monica. I was in my studio apartment, and I just, heard, Tiger Woods involved in car crash. And so that was, 2009? So, yeah, it was, I remember. I remember where I was in my studio apartment when I saw it come across the screen.
I was in a studio, what was it called? I think it's called Studio C at ESPN. ESPN2 is like Thanksgiving week, right? And we had all those games on during the day, and we were doing wraps, which is like before halftime and after games. And it was right before our first game was about to go on, and the news came down on the internal wire. And we looked at each other like, are we even going to work today? Like, what do you mean? Like, this is what our halftime shows are going to be. Like, we can almost go home. And they were going to send us home, and they decided to just, we'll do... one segment of the halftime would be Tiger Woods and the rest will be basketball. And I just thought to myself, like, I don't think I want to be the basketball guy the day Tiger Woods dies. Thankfully he did not die, like Tiger Woods is, we're the same age. And yet I still view him. You looked up to anybody like that. Sure. Athletically. He's been so great.
Yeah. It's, and this is, another scenario as well, where I think that there were, You know, I don't remember at that time at Isleworth where if there were helicopters. I know there weren't as many as there are out here, and the visuals of just how severe a wreck this was. I mean, the front half of this courtesy vehicle, which it looks sort of, I can't even tell if it's a sedan or an SUV. I think it's a
SUV.
Yeah, an SUV. Yeah, I mean, it's gone. I mean, yeah, it's gone. Yeah, now that I see the sunroof, I can tell a little bit better. But you can't even, there's no front half of this car. There's the hood, and then there's, you know, nothing else. And to think that if, you know, he came out of this, no word on how severe the leg injuries are, but to have non-life-threatening injuries is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's actually the Genesis SUV that's part of the deal.
No, it's a courtesy car. You could see the logo on the side of the.
I couldn't tell though if it was I couldn't tell if the logo on the tires was an Audi, but I was like, that wouldn't make sense. So those big Genesis SUVs are pretty cool. The GV80 is what it is, and I think that's I think obviously I'm sure that's the high end, the big V6 prestige model, which is, you know, like $75,000 or whatever. But yes, I mean, that's thankfully it is a GV80 that he had rolled over. So, I mean, look, the next questions are, you know, was he sober and will he recover? And it appears that he's okay, but it also, it's just another like, God, man, Tiger's a can't get right, you know? And so, and a lot, and who knows, this could be no fault of his own. He's just going too fast and he dropped his cell phone and who knows. I'm reasonable to think that there's a reason they tell you not to be a distracted driver. It's early in the morning. He might have been running late. I'm not going to criticize people for running late. I run late every day to everywhere I go. That's me. But again, it's like you're absolutely allowed to speculate and wonder, considering if you saw him over the weekend on CBS, if you know any of the history, and if you're just a human being and you wonder. But now what's important is he apparently, thankfully, not going to die from this. But how bad are his legs injured? Is it recoverable? And then what led to it? All right, we'll get back to sports upcoming next. Can LeBron carry the Lakers by himself? That's upcoming next. But first, let me tell you about a company that makes some really tough friggin' lawnmowers. And really, they're the poster child for what a sports show sponsor should be. The company is called Hustler Turf. Hustler. Who doesn't love a person or an athlete that hustles? They give everything they have, no matter what the score, no matter what the challenge. They simply don't know how to quit. That defines Hustler Turf and their zero-turn lawnmowers. These mowers are over-engineered and overbuilt right here in the USA with American and some global parts. They make premium lawnmowers for homeowners that mow once a week and professionals that hustle every day. If you're thinking of buying a new riding lawnmower this season, do me a favor and test drive a Hustler before you buy anything. I guarantee you will immediately feel the difference in Hustler's smooth track steering. With over 1,000 authorized dealers nationwide, go to HustlerTurf.com and find the one closest to you. That's HustlerTurf.com. Remember, HustlerTurf.com. Mow better with Hustler Turf.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Doug Gottlieb Show, you're on Fox Sports Radio. There's, I mean, like, there's sports stuff going on, then there's this Tiger Woods stuff going on. We'll keep you updated. Tiger Woods in a car accident, in surgery, non-life-threatening, but his legs were effective. It's Doug Gottlieb Show from live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. I saw the Lakers, watched the Laker game last night. They lost to the Houston Rockets. Quinn Cook was cut after the game. Of course, you lose to the Rockets. You lose to the Wizards. Somebody has to get cut. That's a league-wide rule, I believe. I'm kidding. The Wizards have started to win some games, so it's tongue planted firmly in cheek. And between Russell Westbrook and LeBron James, they took turns missing what could have been game-clinching free throws. Game went to overtime, and the Wizards, who had a big, were down 17, came back, had the lead in regulation, should have won the game. Instead, Lakers force overtime. Wizards win in overtime, 127-124. Now, I'm not going to sit here and ride LeBron James, who was 14 of 29, 2 of 10 from 3. He had 31, 13 assists, 9 rebounds, did have 8 turnovers, nearly had a quadruple-double. But I'm not going to crush him because he missed so many threes. Like, look, he's literally trying to carry a team on his own. Montrezl Harrell gave him 26. Kuz couldn't pick up the slack. Wes Matthews and Marc Gasol just aren't where they used to be athletically. And you're doing it without Dennis Schroeder as your starting point guard. You're doing it without Anthony Davis, who, in terms of athletic talent right now, probably your best all-around player. No one's going to look that good. But it's fascinating to me that we have, like, LeBron's sycophant guy. When LeBron's out and the team doesn't do well, it's like, see, look at what happens when LeBron James is out. Now LeBron James doesn't have two guys, and see, look, it regardless, when you're missing players, you're not going to be as good, especially when you have two formidable players out of your lineup, and you're a deep team, but not that deep a team. It doesn't change any thought I have on LeBron's career that they're not winning right now, but it does completely mute LeBron suck-ups, right? That's what a sycophant is. LeBron suck-ups who only want to point out that the team struggles when he's out, never when other people are out. There's a reason they're your starters. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, there you get your Tiger Woods update. Let's catch up with TJ Houshmandzadeh. You can hear him on Up On Game with LeVar Arrington and Plexico Burress Saturday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern time. TJ, let me start with Tiger Woods crashes his car this morning. What was the first thing you thought when you heard it?
Number one, wow. And the second thing was, man, I hope he's okay. I mean, that's when things that have been happening in the sports world in the last year or two, you just hope he's okay. He has children. He's been through a lot in his life, and you just hope he's okay. Because then I also saw he had to be extracted with the jaws of life. And you see that, that's like, oh, my God, how bad was the accident?
Yeah, not good. The opposite of good. It was really, really not good. Apparently, it's just his legs. He's going to survive, non-life-threatening. But then you start to wonder, like, are we ever going to see the guy play golf again? He's already nursing back surgery and now leg injuries. It's hard to fathom that this guy will be able to come back from another setback.
You would assume having back problems, just anything in your lower body, and you're trying to do an athletic sport and move and twist, I would assume that that part of Tiger Woods as we know him will be no longer. But I'm sure his family and himself, if he's healthy, that's what they care about. Golf is a bonus. If he's able to play golf again, that's a bonus. But I would assume that he wouldn't be able to. But just the fact that he's alive, he's going to make it through this. His kids will have a father in their life. That's probably, for me, the most important thing.
TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Supposedly half the teams in the league have called about Russell Wilson. Why would the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson when they have him under contract for a couple years?
Idiots. That's one word. Not smart. But, Pete Carroll thinks a lot of it is him. And so coaches that have that ego and they believe they are the reason why, that's why they would consider it, because they feel like it's their system. They're the reason they're winning, and it's not the players, and it's not Russell Wilson. And so if they do that, good luck to them. It wouldn't be the smartest thing to do. I wouldn't do it. I would sit down and talk to Russell, but it could be ego.
Do you think they will?
I would venture to say no. I always are honest. Like, why would you trade a quarterback that is one of the best in the league, possibly can go down as one of the best ever, and then what are you going to do? You're going to go try to find a quarterback. So it makes no sense to trade a quarterback when all you're going to do is going to go try to find a guy that you hope can be like Russell Wilson. Makes no sense.
I agree. So why would Houston trade Deshaun Watson?
because Deshaun Watson has let it be known he's not happy. He doesn't want to be there. I don't believe Russell Wilson is unhappy in Seattle. He wants some things to change, but it's not to the level of Deshaun Watson. It's a lot of mistrust in Houston. I don't believe that's the case in Seattle.
Okay, so if you're Deshaun Watson, apparently the three teams that he would be open to being traded to, Carolina, Miami, and the Jets. If you go to the Jets, like the whole idea of the Jets is they have all this cap space and they have draft picks, but the cap space, definitely the draft picks wouldn't be there, and some of the cap space wouldn't be there if he was traded there. Like, if you don't like one organization, why would you like the Jets?
I look at the best of those teams you just named. The best situation is the Miami Dolphins. They're a really good defensive team. They have a lot of picks as well. And they wouldn't have to – they're not set back. Like, you go to the Jets, you're giving up so much, but you need those picks to acquire Deshaun Watson and put talent around him. And so the Dolphins have the team that's ready now. Is it when you start talking 3 and 4 first round picks? Honestly, those first round picks, they're all aren't going to hit. But it's just hard to part with guys that are going to be pieces that help Deshaun Watson get over the hump if he was to go to those teams. And so, I'm not looking at the Jets if I'm him. I'm more so looking at the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins because I believe those teams have a defensive system in place. And an offensive system, specifically with the 49ers, that can win now with them.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, what about the Niners? What do they do with Garoppolo?
If you can get Deshaun Watson, he's somebody else's problem. I mean, can you imagine Deshaun Watson with Kyle Shanahan? Like, Kyle Shanahan looked like his whole team got hurt this year, and they were still competitive. Defensively, they have the players. They're going to lose some guys, but they have the players. Kyle Shanahan is such a great offensive mind. If you put him with Deshaun Watson, look out.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what about Ben Roethlisberger? Like, a year ago, the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, their GM's like, hey, we're all kids. The only adult in the room is Ben Roethlisberger because he's won a Super Bowl before. Now they're like, yeah, he can come back, but... you know, I don't know. We got to make some. Do they not want him back, or do they want to make sure they change his salary?
Oh, it's probably a little bit of both, but they want to make sure that salary is reduced greatly, at least by 50%. You can't pay Ben that. You just can't. His cap number, I believe, is over $40 million. When he performed the way he did down the stretch, you can't justify giving him that type of money. You just can't do it. And so I believe they're going to try to cut it in half at least. And Ben might – he probably would not agree to that. And so do they have an answer in-house? You would like to think Dwayne Haskins, if he can get put in a good, stable environment, a good, stable organization like the Steelers, can live up to the hype and the promise that he had. But you just don't know. But there's no way that they can pay Ben Roethlisberger the salary that he's due with the way he played down the stretch. You can't do it.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. How much of an upgrade do you think Stafford is for the Rams?
Huge. Doug, I've been saying this for a long time. Matthew Stafford is by far and away one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's in Detroit, and he played a part in this as well. They didn't win enough games, but he's super accurate. He has a cannon for an arm. He's extremely smart. I was one, as soon as I saw that trade, I'm like, wow, the Rams got over. And people think, oh, you give up this and you give, you had to give up one first round pick. You in essence sold Jared Goff's contract. Basically, here, take his contract, we'll give you a first round pick. And then everything else was for Stafford. If the Rams can add a deep threat to this offense with Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Gerald Everett, Higbee, that offense is going to be explosive. And Cam Akers in the backfield, that's an explosive offense. They need a deep threat.
Okay. Now we start to wonder about the quarterbacks in this upcoming draft. And I don't know, have we gotten to the place where you're working out with these guys or you're still just on tape?
No, so working out with him. We're working out with Trevor, obviously, before he had the surgery. Was very impressed with him in the limited time he was out here throwing with us. And then I will convene later this week with the other top quarterbacks in the draft. So I'll be able to I'll form an opinion on who I think is best, who I think this and that, here in the next couple weeks. We'll get on the field with everyone else the rest of this week.
What Trevor Lawrence has been built up as the best prospect since Andrew Luck. You worked with him some before he had the shoulder surgery in the left shoulder. What'd you think?
I was impressed. And the physical talent is there. It was the way he conducted himself. Walks up to the field, speaks to everyone, holds conversations with everyone. And people think, oh, that's nothing. But you'll be surprised how many guys will walk up there and not speak to anyone. They'll just come in there, put the cleats on, start warming up, and spoke to everyone, conversations, communicating with the receivers on why he put the ball here, when he saw them do this, what he expected them to do. And he's not going to play with these guys. And so I was just impressed from that perspective. The physical talent is obvious there, but he's going to get in that locker room, and guys are going to take to him right away just because of that trait that he has.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, how big a drop-off do you think it is between him and the rest of the quarterbacks?
I don't know if they're – I'm not going to discredit any of these guys and say it's a drop-off. But I'll be honest with you. Like I said, I will get on the field with the rest of these guys this week, the Zach Wilsons, the Justin Fields, the Kyle Trask. I'll be on the field with them this week. And I'll check back with you in 2 to 3 weeks, and I'll let you know.
Do you think Wentz fixes the Colts offense?
Wow. I'm not going to say I don't know. That's the easy answer. I'll say yes, he does. I'll get off the fence. I won't straddle the fence. I'll say, yeah, he will. And it's really more so Frank Wright being able to connect with him mentally. Because physically, Carson Wentz can play. He physically can play. It's something between the ears that's holding them back. That he has that mental block, and I believe Frank Reich is going to be able to tap into that and get him over that hump. Offensive line, solid. Run game, solid. Good young receivers, good defense. So he has everything he needs in Indy to succeed. And it's up to Frank Reich to mentally get Carson Wentz back to what he was, and I believe he will.
Yeah, it's got to be a real hard thing to rebuild somebody's game and their confidence. The good thing is the familiarity with the system and with each other, and there's inherent trust built in there. Although there's some on that coaching staff that apparently didn't get along with him. So that part is going to be really interesting. If you're the Jets, obviously you haven't gotten a look at Zach Wilson. Do you keep Sam Darnold?
I'm a fan of Sam Darnold. I really am. But if you think Zach Wilson is this type of prospect that you can't pass on, you have to get rid of him. But I'm a fan of Sam Darnold. I've said this before. Can you name the Jets starting receivers?
No.
And if you could name them, could they start on any other team? And so
no.
That's what Sam Darnold is dealing with. And, you know, we want to give the quarterback all the credit, but you got to have help around him. You need to have an offensive line that can keep him upright. You need to have receivers that when they get one-on-one coverage, they can win. And I don't believe Sam Darnold has had that since he's been in the Jets. Outside of Robbie Anderson, he hasn't had a receiver that can really just go get it. And so until they give him that type of help, you just don't know what Sam Darnold can be. I believe Sam Darnold can be a really good quarterback in his league. But you have to give him the weapons that these other quarterbacks have.
That's the voice of T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Up on Game is at 1 o'clock Eastern on Saturdays. Of course, you can download the podcast as well, Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington, and T.J. T.J., great stuff, dude. Call us back when you work those guys out.
I appreciate it, Doug. Be out there tomorrow with them, brother.
All right, that's the one and only T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Look, if it's me, again, I agree with him. And I think that's where the Jets are being upfront with the whole, like, look, let's evaluate all these quarterbacks. We know what we have with Sam Darnold and figure out if somebody is so far and away above where he is as a prospect, then we'll think about making a move. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 888-FARMERS. You could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Let me quickly check back in with Dan Beyer. Dan, is there any further update on Tiger Woods in that leg surgery?
There's This is what we know. L.A. County Sheriff's Department says it was non-life-threatening injuries, and Tiger's agent released a statement that he suffered multiple leg injuries and is currently in surgery. Now, there are reports that are unconfirmed that paramedics think that he may have broken both of his legs. This from ESPN, saying that Tiger was alert and conscious when they took him and placed him in the ambulance. But nothing official yet from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, except that Tiger suffered non-life-threatening injuries. His agent saying he's undergoing surgery for those leg injuries, and there will be a press conference, a news conference coming up at 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock local time from the Sheriff's Department.
So 3 o'clock local time?
Yes.
So right after I get off air, we'll get the update?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right, good stuff. Thanks so much for the update. Yep. T.J. Hushmanzada is up on game. That podcast, LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, you can get on the iHeart Radio app.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
And you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time of the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, we try and play for you a portion of a previous show on the network. We call it
What Does the Fox Say?
What Does the Fox Say? Brought to you by Farmers Insurance, broadcasting live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. This is Colin Cowherd talking about how the Steelers are approaching the Big Ben situation.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are essentially playing chicken. They keep dissing Big Ben, and they're daring him to say something back. So if the Steelers keep Big Ben this year, he's a $41 million cap hit. He's worth less than half of that, in my opinion. If they release him, it's $22 million cap hit, dead money cap hit, to which I would say, so what? For 1 year, go get Sam Darnold. You're not paying Sam Darnold anything. The key is, what are you paying the position? If you bring in Sam Darnold with the dead money from Ben, it's $30 million. That's under market value, right? Pittsburgh has a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterback coach. And both of them want to make the offense more sophisticated, more multiple sets, more motions. And Ben really isn't into that smart football thing. And so Ben, like Brett Favre at the end of his career, like, this is who I am. Love me or hate me, this is who I am. And that was adorable in the 80s and 90s, but it's 2021. And you just can't get away with being old, slow, inaccurate, and not studying tape.
Oh, I agree with that take wholeheartedly. 100%. And I think there's a lot of things that he was able to get away with earlier in his career that, because he knew the system. I mean, we used to joke all the time about Ben Roethlisberger saying, when he put down the football at the end of the season, he didn't pick it up until the next preseason. Like, literally didn't pick up a football. And eventually that catches up with you. There's a little bit of, you know, Carmelo has gotten these, you know, hoodie mellow workout, but there was a lot of off seasons and in seasons where he didn't take care of his body for years. And that takes years off your career. You're not the same athlete. And I think it's caught up to Big Ben. Plus, he's had the arm surgery. That said, they're kind of screwed. This is a hard one to, because if you're Big Ben, you don't have to do anything. They want to cut you, you get paid. You know, nobody's going to trade for you for that contract. They either cut you or rework your deal. You know, they can try and tell you to retire, but this is not how you ask a guy to retire. You got to ask nicely, and they're not asking nicely. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
It's not an easy situation, but all of this does point to why long-term contracts are really only good for the players in the NFL, which is a big reason I wouldn't sign Dak Prescott to a long-term deal. What's the point? How many bad long-term contracts out there are there before you go, like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this with a quarterback, considering even the quarterback ones turn out bad. All right, there's a lot that went down last night. Oklahoma State took down Texas Tech in hoops. Duke won again. Ramos, do you have what Jim Boeheim said after the game? It was beautiful. Look, Duke won again, and this is somehow a discussion point. Like, we got all these people like, wow, Jalen Johnson is just protecting his investment. No, he's not. He's hurting his future earnings by quitting on Duke. And I'm sure Duke wasn't terribly sad to see him go, considering no matter how talented you are, if you're not pulling the same direction at this point in time, we are better off without you. Anyone who's been on any team ever can tell you there's a difference between guys that are in and guys that are out. Guys that are in and guys that are out. We want more guys that are in. We only want guys that are in. We don't want any guys that are out. And I think finally, they actually have that. They actually have that. This is Jim Boeheim. Oh, you don't have it. I'm sorry. I just got it today. Boeheim basically said as much. Look, they were not an NCAA tournament team. Now they are. And there's only one guy that has changed on that roster, and it's Jalen Johnson. He's no longer on the team. Right? It's addition by subtraction. Does it make the kid about to be the worst person on earth? No. But, I mean, like, look, as a guy, I coach AAU hoops. I can tell you unequivocally that there are so many instances like this where even if you don't win as many games, you just, it's more enjoyable. And I'm sure it wasn't enjoyable at all to play with a guy that wasn't all in, wasn't having fun, was playing with an agenda. Playing with agenda. So I found that whole thing to be interesting, borderline fascinating. Fascinating that everyone wants to, you know, it's like what people want to do, whether they don't like Duke, or they don't like the system, or they don't. The kids benefit the system way more than the system benefits the kids. It's not close. It's not close. But that there's my quick college basketball takeaway from last night. And then the big story of the day is Tiger Woods is in a hospital undergoing surgery right now for some form of leg injuries. Justin Thomas had a tweet that he's praying for him, thinking of his family and of his team. The good news is that these appear not be life-threatening, but we don't know how career-threatening they are. Okay, Byers, so when now you heard potentially multiple broken legs, or maybe a leg is broken in multiple, does that change your thoughts on whether or not we see him competitively play golf?
It's so early. I'm curious to hear the severity of it, and I don't know how long a rehab would be, so my guess would be uneducated, but he's tried to fight back through a lot of stuff, and now this is at his age, and the severity is going to be difficult. It's tough for me to put anything past him.
No, and he's got an incredible will.
Yeah,
he's a tremendous athlete. I saw. Obviously, you watched Max Homa missed a putt badly on 18 that could have won him the Genesis Invitational, right? And then he won in the playoff.
Yeah, second playoff hole.
Yeah, and which is pretty cool because he grew up in Southern California. It's like he says that's the golf, that's the tournament that first turned him on to golf. Like it was a really, really, and if you know anything about Max Homa's story, you're like, I'm a fan. But it was and he was honest about it. He said, like, look, Sunday I played great, but that was the first putt that I really, I didn't hit clean. I frankly was nervous. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Tiger Woods at times has been nervous, but the steel composure to do what he's been able to do as long as he's been able to do it is pretty amazing. Now, he had the chipping yips a couple years ago. The putting hadn't been as good, but part of putting not being as good was he wasn't hitting as close to the hole. But he used to be the best, iron player in the history of the tour. And he was 6 foot and in, he never missed. Those putts that Max Homa missed, Tiger never missed.
Well, it's interesting, and here we are talking about, his Tiger's wreck. In golf lore, there are some monumental figures in golf lore. Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, we know Ben Hogan is one. Ben Hogan broke both of his legs when his vehicle was hit by a bus in 1949, and almost was killed in the crash. Came back and won the U.S. Open a year later, about 17 months after that wreck. It's just interesting to see on these. When you're talking about this isn't the only golfing great that was in a serious, serious, possibly life-threatening car wreck. Ben Hogan was for, 70 years ago. So, yeah, just hoping for the best for Tiger. But, Doug, just to the point, I can't put anything past him because of who he is and what he's done.
Fair. It's a fair point. Sad, man. Like he's been, but I guess it's part of the tale. You have to tell the whole story in order to really get the full Tiger experience. But a guy who, I mean, you go back 12 years ago and there was no more powerful name in all of sports. It's still a powerful name, but it's viewed very, very differently now. All right, coming up next, Bill Belichick still has a year to be right. I'll explain on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.